Earlier this week, we broke an exclusive story on the show, and it was about Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody. As I reported, Ashley Moody's office was very much interested in going after the Department of Justice by launching an investigation into their treatment of January 6th defendants that lived here in Florida. Well, this conversation happened back in November of last year, of course, and, well, she had a sudden change in heart. It's been about 6 months, and Ashley Moody's office hasn't done anything regarding the Department of Justice. So, well, we reached out, we circled back, and again, folks, she didn't want to respond. But we just recently got a response when we announced that she was not going after the DOJ anymore. She had no desire to do so. And that's when I got this email from her press secretary. In the email, they're intentionally misstating, I have to say, because the email was very direct when I sent them. They're saying that she cannot go ahead and prosecute the Department of Justice. And then they go on to talking about, you know, the red flag laws that we talked about in our last report. But I wanted to remind our audience, number one, she cites journalists that she is upset with Joe Biden going after journalists. And again, that's not all we mentioned. And then she's talking about the DOJ prosecuting or herself prosecuting the Department of Justice. Now, I understand how this all works. The states can't prosecute the DOJ. That's absurd. She knows that's absurd. They're just saying that just to make us look dumb. She knows exactly what was being asked of her because, well, her top officials sat in on a meeting with Steve Baker back in November, like I detailed, and were interested in going and investigating the Department of Justice. So now she's pretending like we were asking her to prosecute. And again, folks, that's not how it works. Now, I wanted to remind our audience why she got involved in the first place. It has to do with veteran Jeremy Brown. Jeremy Brown is somebody who has an extensive background. He spent over 20 years serving this country. Jeremy is a brave American, and Jeremy is somebody who, well, suddenly got the FBI knocking on his door before January 6th. Now, ultimately, what the FBI was asking him to do was become an informant because Jeremy was associated with the Oath Keepers, and so they wanted him to become an informant, and Jeremy recorded those discussions. So let's take a listen to our federal government potentially asking Jeremy to work together with them.
Well, I'm normally in bed by now, but...
Oh, you work at night?
No, I'm just a night owl. What's going on, guys?
Have a seat, buddy. I'm Brett. This is Paul.
All right, well, you don't mind if I pull out my recorder, do you?
What do you got to do?
All right. I don't want to get General Flynn to... Okay.
We're with Homeland Security, but we work on JPPF with FBI.
Okay. I noticed that.
Yeah. So it's no big deal. We just had to come out.
I've worked with JPPF before, so I'm familiar.
Not in the future.
Well, you heard that. The federal government was looking to potentially work with Jeremy Brown. And as a reminder, that happened before January 6th. Well, Jeremy wasn't the only one who had the federal government asking them to become informants prior to J6. There were plenty of them. Jeremy was just one of those who recorded it, and he asked to record it too. But then when he released it, because, well, he thought FBI Director Christopher Wray was lying to Congress about the FBI's role in January 6th, he was then arrested. And, well, Jeremy had his home searched. But it's really interesting, and this is why Ashley Moody's office was initially interested in getting involved. You see, the search warrant that was executed on Jeremy's home was signed by a magistrate judge in Washington, D.C. Now, the charges that were facing Jeremy were just misdemeanor charges. And, well, when they executed the search warrant on his home in Florida, again, folks, it wasn't signed by a Florida magistrate judge. It was signed by a magistrate judge in Washington, D.C. And again, it was for misdemeanor offenses. Now, if you ask any great legal minds, they'll tell you that's something that never happens. But like I mentioned, Jeremy released the audio recordings of the federal government trying to recruit him as an informant. And well, as Chuck Schumer says, if you piss off the intel community, they'll find new ways to screw you over. And that's exactly what happened to Jeremy after he was arrested. Now, it's important to also understand what Jeremy was doing that day. He attended a legal protest and he did not go into the Capitol. But let me show you a video of Jeremy Brown saving a woman who was about to get trampled by the police line. Now take a look at this footage. Jeremy, he's the one you see there in the dark green outfit with the helmet on, is literally going to protect a woman who is about to be trampled. As you see, he picks up the woman and he brings her to safety. This is a man who served his country for over 20 years. Those are his instincts kicking in. That's the man who they think should be in prison for years and years and years. I'm here to tell you, Jeremy Brown should not be in prison right now. Jeremy Brown is an American hero. He should honestly receive an award for what he did that day on January 6th. But, well, they likely won't do that. And it's interesting also because, well, Jeremy's legal team reached out to Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody's office, as well as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. In a letter, they specifically asked for our elected officials to help. Now, we have that letter here. This is a letter that was sent to those individuals, Moody and Ron DeSantis. And guess what? The very next day, Ashley Moody's office forwarded that letter asking for help directly to the FBI. And you can see it here, folks. That's the letter. That's the FBI acknowledging they received the letter. The dates are clear on your screen right now. So when Florida residents reach out to our attorney general for help because we believe our government, our federal government, has become weaponized, well, Ashley Moody's not going to help you. In fact, the only person she's going to help is the federal government going after you. She's proven that time and time again, and well, we can't count on her. She'll take up all the safe cases, of course. She'll go after fentanyl. She'll go after immigration. She'll go after things that, yes, are important, but nothing is more important than defending our Constitution. And so when Florida residents are being dragged off by the FBI and thrown in prison for years, well, Ashley Moody's not going to come help you. She doesn't care if they violate your civil rights, doesn't care if they spit on the Constitution. She won't help you. Now, later next week, I'm going to be dropping an extensive report on Jeremy Brown's case specifically and how, well, Ashley Moody's office just punted it. They don't give a rat's ass. And that's the reality. So wait until next week. We've got a great story coming your way.